Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, July 1st, 2016. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How's it going, Dave?
It goes. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm glad you're here. And Brian Chaffin, I'm really glad you're here. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Thanks for asking.
Awesome.
You didn't actually ask. You made a declarative statement.
Yeah, well, you see, I'm so certain you're doing well. It was fine for me to make it a declarative statement.
Mostly pedantic.
Mostly. And this, Brian, is why I love you. Yeah. Hey, we have a couple sponsors today. We have Casper. We'll be talking about them soon. And we have Atlassian. And if you're not familiar with Atlassian, well, then you need to start listening closer to the things that I tell you, because I've been talking about them for a little while now. They make the tools that you need to use for your next collaboration project. And that could be... Well, if I just run down what they have, you can probably figure out what you can do. So they have Bitbucket, which is a great tool for keeping track of all the pieces of code that you're making for whatever app you need to develop, and you can check pieces out and manage all the elements, and that's kind of cool. And then you can use Jira to keep track of all the tasks you're assigning to people and keep track of bug reports and things like that. And then you have Confluence, which lets you handle all of the other assets that go along with your project. And then finally, HipChat, so that everyone can stay in communication. And the really great thing is that all of these tools work together seamlessly, so that you can just jump in, start using everything, and not worry about how you need to hook things together so that you can be productive. You just get to work on your project. So go to their website and check them out at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. And thank you, Atlassian, for being our sponsor. All right. We should just jump right in to the whole thing about Apple and Tidal. And here's the deal. There are multiple reports out saying that Apple is in negotiations to buy Tidal. And Apple, they have Apple Music, their streaming music service. Tidal is a competing streaming music service. And there's some potentially really good things that could come out of this. There's always places problems could come up. I'm curious, what do you guys think about this reported deal?
Go ahead, Dave.
I was just about to say, you go ahead. I think it's curious if you look at it, you know, from just the standpoint of why would Apple need to buy another streaming music service? They have one, and it's not like they need to kill Tidal because Tidal is eating their lunch in a competitive way. But there's more.
Nor does Apple need to buy a revenue stream.
Right, that's a good point. Nor do they need to buy a platform upon which they can completely replace it and build a different music service like they did with Beats. But there are a bunch of artists who are sort of tied to this Tidal thing in both business ways, but also PR ways, right? So this, you know, that whole thing that went on with Kanye and the only place I'm releasing my whatever it is, Life of Pi album, I forget what it was called.
I like Life of Pi better than Life of Picasso. Let's go with Life of Pi.
I just shortened it, see? You know, I'm only doing this on Tidal. I'm committed here. Apple doesn't really want that. You know, they're the company that's cool with artists, right? That's their whole, you know, part of their whole thing. And so, yeah, you guys should just be over here. Don't be messing around. You guys don't need to run a music service.
Yeah, to be fair, they got the Life of Picasso without having to buy Tidal, and it took about 3 days.
I know, but that's the thing is Kanye's being sued over that, or was. I don't know what the status of that suit was, but you know, somebody was like, hey, you said this was only going to be here. I signed up and now it's there. Yeah. Life of Pi might. Well, what anyway? So I think there's a big part of it there. This is more just me being curious or noting something. But remember, before Kanye, but really it was Jay-Z and friends, which included Kanye, acquired Tidal and started kind of, they didn't rebrand the name, but they rebranded the concept of it. before they bought it and did that, Tidal was known among audiophiles as being the streaming music service for lossless, high quality music. I don't even know that they, they didn't offer a low quality stream. It was $20 a month for a Tidal membership, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got high quality streams, either 16K, you know, 44 or 16 bit 44.1K or even higher, right? Streamed to whatever devices you were using, as long as your devices supported that. And so there were a lot of people that were into it only because of that. And I think those people probably still exist. We just don't hear about them because that's not where the marketing is. And also Tidal, then when, you know, Jay-Z and company bought it, they rolled out a $10 a month, same quality as Spotify thing, which isn't terrible quality, but it sort of lost the whole thing of what Tidal was. Maybe there's some lingering benefit there. Maybe there's some engineers that know a lot about streaming music bigger than 256K that Apple wants, and so maybe there's some of that too.
Well, I think we can even hone in on that. The only reason I can see for Apple wanting to buy Tidal would be for the acqui-hire, be it for Jay-Z, which many people leapt on.
Yep.
Or from the engineering side, as you just mentioned. I can't think of any other reason for Apple to really want to do this. I don't think it needs to buy the goodwill of those particular artists. I think it largely has them, and that situations like Kanye freaking out were the standout plus Kanye.
Yeah. Now, okay, so here's another aspect that I was kind of mulling over, and it's the exclusivity thing. So Apple has a lot of content that they offer exclusively, and then Tidal has a lot of content that they offer exclusively. And if you put the two together, you have what would amount to probably the single largest exclusive content point for streaming music.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, all right. So I take it you're not as big on that idea as I am.
Run that by me again, Jeff.
All right. So you already have some exclusive deals that are on Apple Music. You have some exclusive deals that are only on Tidal. And you put the two together, and now you have a single place where you get all the really big exclusive deals.
Yeah, Brian's response was the same as mine, just sounded different.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not like, I mean, if Apple bought Tidal, I can see no circumstances in which Tidal would continue to exist on its own. And there would be zero reason whatsoever to assume that everything that Tidal got in the past, it would continue to be able to get in the future, because it wouldn't be operating separately anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's really just not Apple's way. So from that standpoint, Apple would be paying for less competition in the world of exclusives. But the reality is that those exclusives hasn't help title in the first place. No, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, that's not a competitive advantage that Tidal could really trade upon. I mean, it exists, right? There's
can't
this
convey it.
Yeah, right. There's this. I mean, but it's not the thing that you would buy it for. Nah, I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't see Apple. It as the only reason. It's just one of the nice benefits Apple would get.
It's a fringe benefit. It's not even top five, you know.
Well, what about Prince? If you want to stream his music, the only place to find that is Tidal.
Apple's not paying for Tidal to get Prince.
No, I'm sure they're not.
Directly with his family or estate, although the last I checked, and I haven't followed it very closely, but it sounded like there was a bit of turmoil and over who was controlling things, because I don't think Prince expected to pass when he did, so...
Yeah,
well, shocking. This is a good reason to always have a will ready to go.
Morbid as that thought may be, it is an important one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you have a vast... Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I keep coming back to the acquihire being the only real reason I can see for the whole thing.
All right. Well, my guess is we still have a little bit of time before we hear anything big out of this, because of course Apple and Tidal aren't talking. And actually,
they're more than not talking. Tidal has denied that talks are even happening.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not that they're not talking to the press. They're saying, or Tidal is saying, we are not talking with Apple about this.
Right. Yeah. And yet the Wall Street Journal and Recode have independent sources saying, no, actually they are in talks.
Yeah. My guess is their sources are independent and the same. So.
Yeah. So, so there may not be a deal at all coming, or it could fall apart.
There's a deal being discussed. And hey, look at it from, you know, Jay-Z and company's standpoint. Acquire in January, sell before the year is out to Apple. That's a pretty good deal, man.
Yeah.
WHP or whatever the company was that created Tidal must be looking at this saying, oh man.
Yeah. Well, okay. So my guess is we'll be coming back to this topic at some point. But before we do that or talk about anything else, hey, we have a second sponsor today. And that sponsor is Casper, the mattress company. And I have been a Casper mattress user for quite a while now. Actually, both of you have Casper mattresses, don't you?
We do.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
And I was in San Francisco, Jeff, for WWDC.
Mm-hmm.
And I rented an Airbnb place, and I had no trouble sleeping all week and didn't really even think about it until my last day there. I took a look at the mattress. Sure enough, Casper.
It's a Casper. That's awesome. All right. So I love my Casper mattress, and I love it because it makes it so much easier for me to sleep, and it's no secret that I have sleep issues. But my Casper mattress has made a difference that I was able to actually quantify. And I took readings of my sleep patterns over a couple months before and a couple months after for comparison, and I noticed a marked improvement in my sleep. So that made me very happy. Also makes me happy that they have really high quality production, but you don't pay through the nose to get your mattress. So as an example, I have the queen size mattress, which is $850. But if I went to buy the same thing somewhere else, or a comparable mattress somewhere else, I'd be spending, I bet, $1,000 easy. So you need to check out their mattresses, because they are really good, and they have helped me sleep. So what you need to do is head over to their website, and that's casper.com/TDO. And then use the discount code TDO, and you're going to get yourself $50 off a mattress. And it's going to get shipped to your house for free. So, and by for free, I mean no shipping charges. Sorry, didn't give you a loophole to get a free mattress. So head over to their website, casper.com/TDO. Use that discount code TDO. Pick yourself up a really nice mattress, and you'll start sleeping better very soon. I am certain. Thank you, Casper, for being our sponsor. All right. The other thing that I wanted to take a look at today is this whole thing with Spotify. And Spotify, they're not exactly happy with Apple. And Brian, you were kind of looking into this a little bit, weren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm still actually doing my research, so thanks for putting me on the spot.
I'll cover for you while you do more research, if you like.
No, let's just wing it, because, you know, that's kind of what,
because that's how we roll.
Spotify is publicly complaining that Apple rejected an update, and they're accusing Apple of using the App Store approval process of squelching competition. Now, here's the thing. The update that they pushed through violates Apple's longstanding App Store review guidelines.
And this is a change. This isn't one of those things that they've been violating it forever, and now suddenly Apple catches them. Because I've experienced that, as many developers have. I'm just clarifying. Is that also the case here, that Spotify added something new or changed something that then ran it afoul of Apple's guidelines?
Yes, that is exactly the case.
Okay. So what you're saying is that Spotify is complaining that Apple is delaying their app approval process because they chose to violate Apple's guidelines.
Yes, and they're complaining about, you know, it's an interesting thing. I actually think that the Apple has a moral responsibility. We briefly mentioned this yesterday on TDO. John Martellaro disagreed with me. I believe that that Apple has a moral imperative to level the playing field in markets in which it's competing. At least, certainly, if it wants to have iPhone be a destination platform for people who want to do things like, say, listen to streaming music. So I have a lot of empathy for the economic plight that Apple's policies put onto Spotify, but this behavior from Spotify is like just really, really whiny and pathetically self-serving.
Ah, okay, self-serving. That's what I was wondering, because it sure seemed to me like this wasn't a case of a company saying in a legitimate way, hey, Apple is going out of their way to hamper our ability to compete in a market. But yeah, more like they were just using a situation they contrived to be able to say that.
And specifically, Spotify was giving people... So Spotify has to pay 30%.
Right? And that's for in-app purchases.
For in-app purchases only. Now, you can actually sign up for Spotify outside of the App Store, and it's cheaper, because what Spotify does is it passes that 30% on to consumers. So if you are looking at subscribing to Spotify via an in-app purchase on an iPhone or iPad, it's going to be $12.99, I think it is. If you go to subscribe to Spotify outside of the App Store, it's going to be $9.99, same price that Apple Music is and most of the other streaming services are. And Spotify was offering people, I think, 3 months for 99 cents if they signed up via Spotify outside of the App Store. And they were promoting that within the app. And the thing is that the App Store guidelines say that you cannot point to a payment method outside of Apple's inside an app that is distributed on the App Store.
That unless it's for a donation. That's the loophole there, as was explained to me by Apple review team.
That makes sense.
But that's not happening here. Just so everyone knows, there is one loophole, and it's if you have a donation external to Apple, you can link to that.
And so Spotify made this change anyway, and Apple has pulled the app and saying you can't do that. And, you know, duh. Of course, that's what Apple did.
Okay, so this is like a publicity move, or, well, publicity is probably the wrong word here, but a way that Spotify has contrived where they can raise awareness about something that really bothers them about the App Store and about
like
Apple.
Like the FBI did earlier this year, Spotify has an axe to grind, and they want to do so publicly.
And I guess the other thing that Spotify did, just to get my OCD clearness out there, Spotify also turned off the App Store billing option. And that was another thing, apparently, that made Apple tense, at least according to Spotify.
Well, because they were losing customers on it, right? They were charging more there to cover Apple's fees, is what they were doing. Yeah.
And this is, you know, it's interesting because Spotify probably has a very actually not even probably, I don't know why I'm hedging. Apple has, Spotify has a very favorable audience within the EU, where regulators are much more willing to and interested in protecting consumers and protecting competition than regulators in the US. And so, you know, Spotify certainly has a sympathetic ear there, and it could possibly have an increasingly sympathetic ear here in the States. We have, of course, Elizabeth Warren complaining about Apple's treatment of competitors on the streaming music platform.
Mm-hmm. So
I mean, she doesn't have any power to do anything about it, but she, you know, she does have some. So, she is a politician with pull on the left in particular.
This is sounding more and more like a setup for Spotify. I'm having a hard time feeling sympathy for them in this case.
Yeah, I don't have much. I have the sort of meta level sympathy for Spotify, but in general, you know, Spotify, my biggest problem with Spotify, I said this yesterday on the show. My biggest problem with Spotify is that their business model will never make any money. I mean, they lose money on every customer and they want to make it up in volume. And it's just never going to happen. And I've got a huge, huge philosophical problem with that kind of model. And, but at the same time, I want Apple to be the stand-up person and provide to make iOS the destination platform for everything that it can possibly be. And when it comes to something like music streaming, because Apple is competing, I really think they need to level that playing field. But these kinds of stunts from Spotify just kind of make me go LOL.
Yeah.
Hey, so they're both. You're saying they're both wrong, Brian.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Okay. Well, and we are out of time, so we have to wrap up. Dave, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Brian, thank you for being here as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us both.
Yep. It was totally great. And Atlassian, thank you for being our sponsor. This week, head over to their website, atlassian.com, and check out their collaboration tools. And also thank you to Casper for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, casper.com/TDO, and use a discount code TDO and get $50 off an amazing mattress. And listeners, just so you know, Monday is July 4th. That's a holiday in the United States, so we will be taking the day off. Thanks for being here this week. We'll see everyone again next Tuesday.